Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Fremont County man dies in one vehicle rollover. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Dispatch received a report of a white 2000 Ford F-150 pickup that had rolled over on Highway 59 near mile marker 78 at 11 a.m. Monday. Reports indicate one occupant was seen walking away from the crash going south on 59. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies and Wyoming Highway Patrol arrived on scene and found a second man who had been ejected and was located about 25 yards away from the crash, according to Campbell County Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. The 19-year-old man, identified as Zando Reeves Three Irons, was pronounced dead at the scene, according to Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum. The 19-year-old passenger found walking was transported to the hospital for his injuries from the crash. Prior to the crash, reports indicate three 19-year-old men had been seen drinking in Wright. Three Irons and one of the men left Wright in the pickup. The third man was found by staff, passed out in Hank's Reno Junction Travel Plaza, said Reynolds. It couldn't be determined which man had been driving the pickup at the time of the crash. Wallum said an autopsy is scheduled to determine the official cause of death of Three Irons. The investigation has been given to Wyoming Highway Patrol to determine the cause of the crash. With rising cases of respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, Campbell County Health implemented visitor restrictions Tuesday afternoon. According to their press release, the measures are being taken to protect vulnerable populations susceptible to the virus. Each year, cases of RSV, which is very common, typically increase in the fall and winter seasons. Children, seniors, and immunocompromised people are the most affected, which can lead to increased doctor visits and hospitalization. This year, infection rates have greatly increased. The American Academy of Pediatrics called the number of cases unprecedented. The director of infection at CCH, Sherry Bailey, said, "We know how hard visitor restrictions can be on our community members. With pediatric ICUs at capacity across the country and a gradual uptick within our community, our job is to ensure that our community's children, newborns, and other vulnerable populations are not exposed to RSV." The restrictions are as follows. Children under 12 will not be permitted to visit patients in inpatient areas, including the maternal child unit, medical surgical, and ICU. Masking is encouraged for all permitted visitors when in areas with immunocompromised patients. Permitted visitors with respiratory illness symptoms or fevers are highly encouraged to not visit patients within the hospital. CCH will provide updates with any changes to the restrictions. They thank the community for their understanding and cooperation in order to ensure the safety of patients and their families. For more news and information, visit BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shaleen.